Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show, Talking Gotham. It is Wednesday, May 3rd. I'm going to be talking about the episode that aired Monday earlier this week on Fox. And normally, I do the show with Amy McCracken of the VRO.com, but apparently she is on the road. She is, and honestly, I didn't even know. Maybe she said it in the last week's recap, but people, Gothamites out there listening, she didn't even let us know. Like at least a courtesy call, like, this week, like, yesterday or something. Could have been like, hey, guys, can't be there. She just expects us to remember. Is that what it is? So, yeah, I think they're on their way to some convention for One Tree Hill. So if you're into that, make sure you check out the VRO.com or Variety Radio Online on Facebook. Yeah, they're going to be out there doing their thing. So I figured, you know, I'm not going to wait because this episode was freaking awesome. I'm still getting retweets and likes from fellow fans of the show because it was just a great freaking episode. We're going to be talking about these delicate and dark obsessions that aired Monday. I broke down my notes into like three different kind of character things. I've got to jump right into it. Poison Ivy, I believe everybody would agree with me. Poison Ivy and the Penguin, everything they did in Monday night's episode was awesome. Great chemistry. I thought they did great. Hilarious. Poison Ivy was funny. And so, I mean, it was just great. Them two just loved everything. The whole garden scene, being captured, great. When freaking Ivy uses her perfume on the mob guy and he winds up shooting everybody except Gabe. And then all the stuff that happens with Gabe being under that truth perfume and pretty much admitting to Penguin that no one respected him and they just thought he was crazy and feared him. And they just looked at him as a freak that carried an umbrella. Holy crap. And then the Penguin grabs the three-prong gardening tool thing and kills Gabe, which I liked Gabe, but he couldn't be trusted. And then that whole thing towards the end, it's obvious that, Poison Ivy is going to help or suggest to Penguin that they have to build an army of freaks, which is going to be good because next week looks great. It looks like they're on a path to Mr. Freeze, who that Mr. Cold guy is, which is going to be dope. And then I get to see my little, Firefly is in there as well. But by the way, if you want to see, if you want to hear an interview that I did with Firefly, check out iWatchMike.com. There's an interview there. Yeah, we talk Gotham. Let's see. So I'm looking forward to see what's going to happen next week with Poison Ivy and Penguin. Let's talk about Jim. Jim does some snooping around and talks to Uncle Frank. The bomb that gets dropped. Uncle Frank put a hit on Jim's dad. I didn't think it was going to go that direction. I really thought Jim was going to lose it and really, like, at least shoot Uncle Frank one time. But Uncle Frank does it himself in order to get Jim some FaceTime with the Catherine chick of the Owl of the Court of Owl, the Court of Owls. So curious to see how that's going to be. Is the court going to really trust Jim? He's going in some troubled waters there. But no, that was good. All that was good. It sucks to see Uncle Frank go because I can't remember the actor's name. I said it a couple of episodes when I was talking to Amy that, you know, I first saw him in The Warriors. And he was one of the Warriors. And everything that he's done, he's always cool. And it just sucks that he's gone. But he had to do it for Jim. He had to do it for Jim. So that was a cool thing. Bruce is at the Alice in Wonderland Temple. I guess some kind of shaman, some kind of priest guy is like teaching him the ways. We didn't get to see a lot of Bruce, but what we did was dope because it actually put Bruce back with his parents and him reliving the pain that he had to see his parents get shot again. I don't know what this guy is, but he looks like some kind of badass teacher of some type of sort. But he does definitely want Bruce to be a protector of Gotham. So we are finally... I don't know. I'm thinking, I don't read the comics. I'm thinking perhaps this is like the first reel of Batman, or this help here will eventually push him into the Batman world. I don't know. But I'm curious to see how that's going to be. From the commercial of last week, I really thought we were going to get more of Bruce and more of this training thing. And it was a total opposite, which was cool because I didn't expect getting all that we did with Poison Ivy and Penguin, which I am so glad that happened because, yeah, they stole the show. But yes, it was good to see Bruce in this situation. I'm kind of curious to see how this is going to pan out next week. And then, of course, my favorite too, Barbara and Tabitha. Barbara's running Gotham, which is great. They're just hot. So, yeah, that was good. But this Court of Owl samurai ninja guy, that was pretty badass. Totally takes out all of Barbara's guys and Tabitha's guys. So I guess he's protecting something. We don't know what it is. I guess Jim's got to find out. But that was an explosive part right there. Dope action. Everything was great in this episode of Gotham. Next week looks insane. And we get the freaks. And this is going to be dope as hell. So that's it. Thumbs up on this episode. And once again, thanks for all the retweets, the likes, the comments back. The conversation going back and forth about Gotham and everything else. It's dope. I appreciate it. That's it. I believe Amy, I'm thinking we'll be back next week. If not, who cares? I'll do it myself. If you want to hear more of us, though, you can check us out on iTunes. All you got to do is search Talking Gotham, and you'll find us there. Plus, you can go to my blog, iwatchmike.com. On the top, you'll see the little tab there with the podcast there because it's got the iTunes and the Audio Boom stuff, so you can go there. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram, iwatchmike on Facebook, all of my other stuff, Snapchat, all that good stuff is on my blog. Amy McCracken, you can check out her stuff, thevro.com. And like I said, Variety Radio Online on Facebook. They're out on the streets at some convention for One Tree Hill. It has nothing to do with Gotham, but yeah, whatever. Okay, anyways. All right, so that's it for us, y'all. We'll be back next week, talk more Gotham, and I will chat with you later.
Gotham is on a knife edge, but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this. Ha 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 ha!